Then, school pupils in Calderdale are campaigning for one of their favourite teachers to be reinstated after she was suspended for publishing a book featuring some of her students. Calder High School, and this is the teacher here, Leonora Rustamova, known as Miss Rusty, wrote a book called Stop, Don't Read This. It features some of her English class students to try and encourage them to read.
But when she published it on the internet, she was suspended by school governors pending an investigation into her actions. And we'll read you a statement from Calderdale Council after you've heard our report this morning. Now, one of Miss Rusty's former pupils is a 17-year-old called Travis Downs. Travis has now left Calder High School and is studying at college, but hasn't forgotten his old teacher and is campaigning in support of her. And he's been telling BBC Radio Leeds reporter Sally Young why.
She's just generally an amazing teacher. She was reliable and you could trust her to be there in any circumstance, whether it was a school-related one or you were having trouble at home. Anything, she'd be quite willing to help you out no matter what.
And what subject did you have her for?
English. We were a very difficult class, and originally we refused completely, and we eventually came to the understanding that if she wrote us a book, we'd read it and work with it and use it to do English work on, and that's eventually what ended up happening.
I've got an extract from the book here, which describes you entering the classroom like a stranger enters a saloon, like he's expecting loaded guns under the table. When he comes in, chin down, looking at you from under his eyebrows, you can expect a list of swear words like he's got them belted into an AK-47. You sound kind of intimidating. Would you say that's a fair representation of you?
I can agree with that, but only at first. I wouldn't say I am in general, but I can see where people get the idea that I am.
So when you read about yourself in the book, what was your reaction?
It was exactly what I would probably say about myself if I ever decided to.
And can you understand now why some people don't agree with what Miss Rusty did in publishing this book?
Yes, I do, but I don't understand why it's still going on. I believe that she understood that she's made a mistake. It's kind of the first thing you teach a child is learn from its mistakes. And she's took it off the internet, she's apologised profusely, and it should be over with by now, in my opinion.
You've joined this campaign to try and get her reinstated. Why have you done that?
Because I owe her so much, and I think she should be. She has no reason not to be. I mean, she has printed this book, and I do understand that it is wrong, but she's done so much more than that. She's done so much for the community in general and for the kids in the school, and she's done stuff for everybody around her. Everyone who's been taught by her, she's done stuff for and helped out. So I don't see how one wrong thing should be the undoing of all that.
And on a personal level, how has she changed you?
She helped me sort my head out. I mean, I was on the verge of being thrown out of school. I was getting into lots of trouble. I was just generally messing my own life up and had no idea what I was going to do or what I wanted to achieve from my life. And she helped me just understand that what I was doing was damaging myself more than other people. And I eventually started to sort myself out and start to stop messing around, started cracking down and doing work more, and I've applied for college and started there.
So you now go to college?
Yes, I go to Leeds Technology College.
And in terms of teachers, you've obviously known a few teachers in your school life. How would you rate Miss Rusty?
By far the best.
So for her to not be teaching anymore, what does that mean?
I find it appalling, to be honest, in some ways. I mean, she can motivate anyone to doing work, even people who refuse point-blank to do work or people the schools have given up on. She can always get people to do work, and I don't know anyone yet who dislikes her. I mean, for her, she is an amazing teacher, and I think it's a shame that the school has lost her, and they've lost that, and I think that's really upsetting.
A very unique situation, isn't it? And you heard Travis there, who freely admitted when he first walked into that classroom was probably a bit of a handful. That's clearly one side of what is quite a complex story, and I don't think you need to be a genius to realise that, generally speaking, writing in specific terms about pupils, you can see perhaps why some eyebrows have been raised. Travis Downs, 17, former pupil of Miss Rusty, Leonora Rustamova, at Calder High School, in conversation with BBC Radio Leeds' Sally Young, and the book published on the internet that she wrote called Stop, Don't Read This.
And Miss Rustamova hasn't actually spoken out to anyone since her suspension, but we have a statement from Calderdale Council. It's from Paul Brennan, Group Director, Children and Young People.
And it starts, "We are concerned about the effect that this issue is having on the whole school community, but especially on children and young people. It is always a positive thing when pupils want to be supportive of their teachers.
However, we cannot comment on the reasons for the suspension or details about the case, as this risks prejudicing the outcome of the investigation. Suspension of teachers is a neutral act which allows the teacher to work with their union to collect evidence to support their case against any accusations that may have been made against them."
There we are, a statement. We've actually reduced that down from a very long statement for Calderdale Council, but that sums up the main points that they made to us. And the story of Miss Rusty on BBC Radio Leeds. Andrew and Georgie, 14 minutes past 8. Thank you for